بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم اما بعد نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم was extremely fond of the miswak سيدنا ابو موسى رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that once he visited نبي اكرم صلى الله عليه وسلم and found him utilizing the miswak سيدنا حذيفة رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would use the miswak when he awoke during the night. Note, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was extremely fond of the miswak. Whilst he was in the throes of death, he utilized his miswak as well. Compassion for the ummah. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, had I not feared it causing difficulty for my ummah, I would have certainly made it compulsory upon them to use the miswak for every salah. Note, another narration mentions Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam desired to make its usage compulsory at the time of performing wudu, but his compassion prohibited him from doing so. Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them, I emphasize the excessive use of the miswak to you. Reward of salah multiplied 70 times. Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the salah performed after using the miswak is 70 times more rewarding than the salah performed without using the miswak. Using the miswak upon entering the home, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates the Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would use the miswak upon entering the house. Note, according to the scholars of hadith, this was done in consideration for his wives. May Allah ta'ala give us the ability. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.